Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Could be a landmark step in the treatment of early Alzheimer's disease. Sherry Preston is joining us with news about a new drug that's up for FDA approval.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, this new drug made by the company Biogen, and here's what happened. They were carrying out clinical trials early in the year. Back in March, they had said, we do not think this is working, so we're stopping those trials. The stock price for Biogen plummeted because they had put a lot of their marketing and research into this drug. They had been working on it for a long time. A lot of people thought that this wouldn't work when it came to Alzheimer's. Well, lo and behold, yesterday they made the announcement that we have been looking back through the old data, and we've determined that in larger doses, this actually does work. So we're going to put it up for review, and we're going to ask the FDA for approval. Its stock price jumped. This is not a cure for Alzheimer's, but what it is something that would potentially slow the progress of the disease by attacking certain plaque in the brain. So they think that there's a possibility for this, but there's a lot of hurdles that still have to go through before this is actually approved.
So it's a drug for people who would have already been diagnosed.
Yes, those who have early symptoms and early stages of Alzheimer's. The reason that this is controversial is because a lot of people are saying it's extremely unusual for drug trials to be brought back like this. You know, it was stopped. It was saying, we're just not showing any results of this. But then they say, we looked at the data some more. We looked at it more closely. We looked at those who took this in higher doses. And, yeah, we do think that there is potential in this. So it has not been reviewed by, peer-reviewed by a scientific journal, which really is kind of one of the first steps where a lot of, Alzheimer's experts will look through and go, well, this means this and this means that. And it also hasn't really been presented, the findings of these studies. That'll happen in December at a major conference on dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And then it still has to go to the FDA. The FDA may say, you know what, there's not enough there for us to approve this. Or they may say, yeah, we're going to go ahead with it.
So that means it could be maybe years away?
Yes, exactly. I mean, this is the first jump. There had been doctors for a long time that saying, we don't think that this is going to work. This is a type of drug that attaches to certain proteins in the brain in order to disable them, and the way it works, a lot of medical experts had said it's just really impossible and very hard to do this. They had hoped that this drug would work, carrying out looked like it didn't now in higher doses, but then that's a question too. If you give this to higher doses to people, is that going to be dangerous? All of these questions still have to be answered before we maybe get some sort of breakthrough when it comes to an Alzheimer drug.
And of course the biggest question, how much is it going to cost if it does get approved?
Yeah, that's a question as well. There's no indication at this point how much it would cost. And again, you have to give it to people who already are showing the early symptoms and signs of the disease. You couldn't take a pill and it would suddenly be cured. And you have to know, what the dose is and exactly how much it would cost.
All right. Sherry Preston joining us live this morning.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.